That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Friends, it's hard to keep from acting grouchy and grumpy when you have a cold, and you certainly can't be blamed for wanting prompt, effective relief. Now, there's where Alka-Seltzer's ABC Cold Comfort Treatment comes in. Get some Alka-Seltzer from your druggist and try it. See how much better it helps you feel. A, Alka-Seltzer. Take it at once for that stuffed-up, feverish, ache-all-over misery of a cold. B, be careful. Be careful of your diet. Dress warmly. Get lots of rest. C, comfort. Gargle with refreshing Alka-Seltzer to soothe that raw, sore throat. Get a large-size package of Alka-Seltzer from your druggist and try this Alka-Seltzer ABC Cold Comfort Treatment. Now, a good rule is to ask your druggist for two packages instead of one. Keep that extra package as a reserve supply. And then, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. Alka-Seltzer is sold at all drugstores. There's the handy Get Acquainted package for 30 cents, and the large family-size package of Alka-Seltzer containing more than three times as many tablets, which sells for only 60 cents. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot'em Down store talking to Ben Withers. Listen.
Well, Ben, I can't pay that money to Grandpap now.
You simply got to pay it. If I don't get the prisoners back in the jailhouse by tonight, they're walking out. They absolutely refuse to spend another night in that lodge hall.
Well, Ben, I want to get the jailhouse back from Grandpap just as much as anybody else.
This puts me in an embarrassing situation, Lum. Here I am, constable of Pine Ridge, and can't even offer my prisoners a decent place to live.
Well, Ben, I had the money to pay Grandpap, but I had to send it to Abner. You read the telegram I got from him saying his car had broke down in Lexington, Kentucky. What'd you expect me to do? Let him and Elizabeth set out there on the road?
Well, no.
I got another telegram from him last night saying he'd got the money all right. I don't believe you read that, did you? See, where'd I put that thing?
Lum, this is all well and good, but it doesn't alter the fact that I have a serious obligation.
Oh, here it is. That's it. Go ahead and read that.
Yes, all right. Is this from Lexington, Kentucky?
Yeah, I got it about 9 o'clock last night.
Right. Dear Lum, thanks for money. Car fixed. Hope to make Memphis, Tennessee by tomorrow night. Abner. Memphis, Tennessee?
You made that. That ought to put them in here tomorrow, late. That is, if nothing else happens to their car.
Yes, well, now about the money.
Ben, I told you, I just don't have it now. Drained every nickel from me when I sent that money to Abner yesterday.
You got some in the bank, haven't you?
Well, yeah, a little. But I ain't got no way to get into the county seat to get to the bank. Besides, I couldn't leave the store.
Why not? You got Dink Sprott working for you, haven't you?
Well, yeah, but he has to be out making the delivers and all such as that.
Well, I'd be glad to watch the store while Dink's out delivering groceries.
Well, I'd hate to leave a non-experienced man in charge here. It just ain't good business.
Would you say Dick Huddleston was an experienced store man?
Oh, yeah, sure. He's the best in town. Except me, of course.
All right. I'll get him.
Huh?
I'll watch his store, and he can watch yours. You can't ask for a better deal than that.
No way to get into the county seat. It's way yonder too late to catch the mail hack.
How about getting Cedric to drive you in?
I doubt if Cedric's car would make the trip. Besides, it bounces you around so much, it gives you a broke back before you went 3 miles in. Last time I rode with Cedric, I vibrated for 2 days afterwards.
Well, there's no need of your riding with him, Lum.
No, that's out. Just couldn't make the trip that way. I'll try and catch the mail hack sometime next week.
Well, now, wait. Maybe I have an idea. Do you mind if I use your phone?
Well, now, wait a minute. Who are you going to call up?
Much obliged.
Ben, I think I'd rather you didn't tie up a business phone that way.
Why?
Who are you going to talk to anyway?
Why, I just remembered. Hello, Charlie? Well, this is Constable Ben Withers.
Is that Charlie Redfield?
Charlie? Didn't you say you were going to drive into the county seat this afternoon?
Now, wait a minute, Ben.
Well, that's fine. Lum wants to ride in with you.
I do not.
Well, anytime you're ready, Charlie. Yes, that'll be all right. Very good, Charlie. Goodbye. Well, you're in luck, Lum. Charlie will be over in about 10 minutes to pick you up.
I never
called. A few minutes later and we'd have missed him.
Yeah, that's wonderful luck, all right.
Better get your hat on, Lum.
Why? He won't be over here. Buddy can't put no dependence in nothing he says.
I believe that was your ring there, Lum.
Yeah, I heard it. More likely some more lucky news of some kind. Hello, Jot'em Down store. Huh? I can't hear you. Oh, Granny, it's long distance. Must be Abner.
Was he calling from Memphis?
Well, I couldn't hear what she said. Hello? Hello?
Say hello to him for me.
Hello, Abner? Hello, is that you, Abner? Shake up your phone. I can't hear you. Yeah, now that's better. Where are you calling from? A filling station. I know, but whereabouts? Phoenix City, Alabama. How in the world did you ever get into Alabama?
Alabama?
Well, throw that road map away and get a new one.
Not near Memphis.
Oh, for pity's sake. Well, maybe you ought to listen to her once in a while. Huh? Well, she's right. No, no, Elizabeth's right. You got to go west to get home. Why, no, silly. If you went east, you'd be heading to Georgia. Well, you would. Just look at your map. All right, stubborn, but if you'll turn it around, you'll see me and Elizabeth are right.
Let me speak to him a minute, Lum. I have an idea.
Just a minute, Abner. Ben wants to talk to you. Maybe he can straighten you out on this.
This thought just came to me. Hello, Abner. How are you? Yes, I'll bet you are.
Don't visit, Ben. This is costing money.
Abner, a thought just struck me. As long as you're in Alabama, you might run by Mobile and look up a man named Hansen. I don't recall his first name.
Oh, for pity's sake, Ben.
He wears a gray salt and pepper suit. At least he did when he left Mount Ida in August of 1933.
Look, Ben, we ain't got...
Yes, that's right. Hansen. Yes. Tell him you're a friend of mine and ask him to bake you a marble cake. It won't be very good, but that's the one thing he can cook, and he takes a good deal of pride in.
Ben, give me that receiver back.
If you have it, parts his hair on the left side.
Ben, if you don't get away from there, I'm going to whop you on.
Hold the wire, Abner. I believe Lum wants to have a word with you. Remember to say hello to Mr. Hansen for me. Here you are, Lum.
Well, it's about time. Hello, Abner. Oh, no, for goodness sakes, don't go there. Mobile's clean down the south part of Alabama. Look, Abner, just head west and get home as fast as you can. Well, don't talk anymore. You're wasting all that money I sent you. Yeah, all right, Abner. Goodbye. Grannies, they never will get home at this rate.
Oh, I shouldn't have told him about parting his hair on the left. I recall now Mr. Hansen became rather bald in the spring of 32.
Well, he ain't going clean down to Mobile no way. Grannies, he might at that. Him and Elizabeth keep on arguing.
Have they been having a disagreement?
They ain't been having nothing else but that, sounds like. They got this road map, but they argue over every turn in the highway. Neither one of them will listen to the other. Glad I ain't making that trip with them.
Yeah. Well, there's your car, Lum. There's Charlie Redfield honking for you.
My goodness alive.
Hurry up, Lum. Get your hat.
It's the first time I ever knowed him to keep his word.
Hurry up, Lum. He's waiting for you. You want to be sure to get there before the bank closes. Here, I'll get your hat for you.
Look, Ben, I ain't so sure that I'm going... Stop, I can put my hat on myself.
Hurry up, Lum.
Well, stop shoving me.
Here he comes, Charlie, here he comes.
Now, I can't see a sign of him yet. It's getting pretty dark out there now, too.
Well, they've surely had time to get to the county seat and back by now.
Maybe Charlie had some extra business to take care of in town.
Wonder if Lum could have gone directly home instead of coming back to the store. Maybe he saw you in here, Milford, and didn't want to have to turn the money over to you.
Well, if he went to the bank to get it, I don't see what difference it makes where he pays me today or tomorrow or any other day.
He's stalling around. That's what he's doing. And in the meantime, those poor prisoners have no welcome mat to wipe their feet on. Yesterday, Lum used the excuse he was waiting until Abner gets back.
Yeah, reckon when that little varmint's going to get back. He was in Lexington, Kentucky yesterday, wasn't he?
Yes, but through certain roadmap errors, he and Mrs. Peabody wound up in Phoenix City, Alabama today.
Alabama? Oh, for the loamy sakes.
From there, Mrs. Peabody wanted to go west, and Abner wanted to go
east. Wait a minute, you're there. There's Charlie's car puffing and steaming.
Well, good. We'll get you paid off right now, Milford. I can give the prisoners the good news.
Yeah, I'd sort of like to get my hands on that cash, too. A couple of things I've been aiming on burying myself.
I wish you'd hurry up and get in here instead of standing out there talking to Charlie that way. Look, here he comes now. Are all the papers signed and everything?
Yeah, all he has to do is just give me the money and the jail belongs to the city again.
Well, that's fine. Did you get the money, Lum?
Well, for goodness sakes, is that all you can think about, Ben, is money?
I'm thinking about my poor homeless prisoners. Milford is ready to receive the cash. You have the jail keys with you, Milford?
Yeah, got them right here. They're yours just quick as I get to $150.
Yeah.
All right, here you are, then. I'll count it out. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50.
Oh, 60. Hello, Cedric.
Oh, howdy, everybody. Hey, here's a telegram for you, Mr. Loam.
Wait a minute, Cedric. I'm supposed to deliver them things.
Who's the trouble, Arm?
Looks like it's from Abner. Oh, for goodness sakes.
What's it say?
Fanny, listen to this. You were right. Georgia is east of Alabama. Send me $100 to Columbus, Georgia. Love, Abner.
Well, will Abner and Elizabeth get back to Pine Ridge before Lum runs out of money? Will Ben ever get his jail back? And will Mr. Hansen have occasion to bake a marble cake? Friends, you certainly don't want to put up with the misery of a headache any time. What you want is relief, just as fast as you can get it. Well, the next time you have a headache, take Alka-Seltzer. Yes, take Alka-Seltzer. Since it completely dissolves when you take it, Alka-Seltzer gets there fast, gives fast relief. Dissolve an Alka-Seltzer tablet or two in a glass of water and see what amazingly fast relief you can get from that headache. And another pleasant thing about Alka-Seltzer is this. If your stomach is upset too, as is so often the case with a headache, the alkalizing properties of Alka-Seltzer help to settle your stomach and make you feel better fast. Always keep a 30 or 60 cent size package of Alka-Seltzer handy, ready to help you to speedy relief when you have a headache. And remember, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. Buy an extra package, too. That's the wisest thing to do.
Mothers, are you having trouble getting your growing children to take their vitamins this winter? Try giving them one-a-day brand multiple vitamin capsules. Each one-a-day brand multiple capsule contains all the vitamins for which the amount needed for grown-ups and children has been established. What's more, one capsule every day is all they take. And one-a-day brand multiple vitamin capsules are low in cost. A full 2 month supply for only $2. Ask your druggist for one-a-day brand vitamins. Good for growing children and adults. Remember, for vitamins the easy way, for vitamins the thrifty way, the brand you want is one-a-day.
Tomorrow is National Teachers Day all over America, a day set aside to pay tribute to all teachers and educators in every community. Good teachers make good schools, and good schools are the community's greatest asset. Until tomorrow, this is Gene Baker speaking for Lum and Abner, saying good day and good health to you all. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.